PGR rejects plea deal offer from former BRB President Paulo Henrique Costa. The Prosecutor General's Office rejected the plea bargain offer from Paulo Henrique Costa, the former president of BRB, citing limited usefulness to the investigations. PGR rejects plea deal from Paulo Henrique Costa, ex-president of BRB. Gannett cites reduced usefulness and weak potential to produce new evidence. Decision surprised federal police investigators who hope to see what Costa could offer under confidentiality. Costa told STF Minister Mendonca of his intent to testify and could still negotiate with the PF. Former Distrito Federal Governor Ibanez Roche could be named in a delation tie to the BRB master deal. PGR rebuffs plea deal proposed by former BRB chief. What happened on Thursday? The Procurador Gerald da Republica PGR, Paulo Gannett, turned down the plea bargain offer from Paulo Henrique Costa, the former president of Banco de Brasilia BRB. He concluded the proposal would have limited usefulness and a weak potential to produce new evidence for ongoing investigations. Costa was detained in April during the fourth phase of Operation Compliance Zero, accused of accepting bribes linked to properties valued at about R$146 million. The payments were said to help facilitate fraudulent dealings with the bank tied to Daniel Vaquero. Why the decision was made, officials noted the offered agreement did not present meaningful novelty or a strong chance to uncover fresh facts. Even without a formal confidentiality clause, the topics outlined by Costa did not demonstrate significant new information. The PGR also flagged a lack of any clear signal that the proposal could compensate for damages or provide evidence distinctly different from materials already in the hands of investigators. Consequently, the PGR moved to an outright denial to avoid hindering the ongoing investigations. Possible consequences and next steps. The decision surprised members of the federal police, who reportedly hoped Costa would sign a confidentiality term to reveal his full disclosures. Costa has indicated to a senior Supreme Court judge his intention to cooperate, but the PGR's rejection leaves open the possibility of pursuing a deal directly with the federal police. Investigators have suggested Costa could name other figures, including Ibanez Rocha, the former governor of the Distrito Federal, who may be implicated if Costa cooperates. Costa's leadership of BRB occurred during a period when the bank sought to acquire Banco Master. Conclusion: the PGR's rejection of Paulo Henrique Costa's plea deal marks a determination to prioritize evidence with meaningful novelty over confidential disclosures. Officials concluded the offer had reduced utility and weak potential to produce new facts, thereby maintaining the integrity of the ongoing investigations into the BRB master deal and related bribes. While Costa could still negotiate with the federal police and has signaled willingness to testify, the decision does not end the case. It redirects efforts toward uncovering fresh information and potential new witnesses. The unfolding probe could still implicate others, including Ibanez Rocha, as authorities scrutinize leadership decisions at BRB in connection with the roughly R$146 million real estate arrangement. Frequently asked questions: why did the PGR reject the plea deal from Paulo Henrique Costa? The deal had reduced utility and weak potential to help the investigations. It did not show new or useful information and offered little chance to advance the case. Who is Paulo Henrique Costa and why is he in the news? He was the president of BRB, Banco de Brasilia. He was arrested in April in the fourth phase of Operation Compliance Zero and is accused of taking bribes related to the master deal through real estate valued at about R$146 million. Can Costa still negotiate a deal with authorities? Yes. Even with the PGR rejection, he can try to strike an agreement with the federal police. The door to a deal may still be open. Could Costa's cooperation affect other people? Investigators hoped Costa could implicate others, possibly including Ibanez Rocha, a former governor of the federal district. Costa's role at BRB during the master purchase is part of the talk. What happens next in the case? The case continues with the PF and other probes. The PGR's denial doesn't end investigations. Costa's defense says the rejection was surprising and more moves could come.